Joining us now on the ticket hotline in response to a segment we had last hour about Cowboy ticket prices at the new stadium is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, joins us. Good morning, man.
Doing fine this morning.
Well, good to talk to you. We haven't had John since the season ended, and lately your new stadium's been making news. Ticket prices are going way up, and some Cowboy fans aren't too happy about it.
I understand that, and I understand their frustration, and but the cost of everything has gone up, and we certainly have to be vigilant and smart about how we manage our finances so we can continue this Cowboy franchise in the future. The basic problem is that we have to pass on our cost. Mm-hmm. Building a stadium is not cheap, and so we have to recoup that cost through these ticket prices.
Well, you knew going in, though, it was going to cost a lot of money. I mean,
we did, but we've run into several difficulties. Our lighting allowance went way over. We put in more sconces than we had planned. What turned out to be an expensive faux finish in the executive suites.
Oh, yeah.
We went stained gray in the lobby. That cost us a lot. And the builder overruns are just killing us, too. Have you guys priced concrete lately?
Mm-mm.
It's expensive. I don't even know what it is a yard, but it is expensive. Plus, we accidentally messed up through a miscommunication, and we built pier and beam. Which
big stadium
slab.
Sounds like a really bad idea.
Okay. Yeah, on a stadium, it's a horrible idea.
But even with all those problems, Jerry, you understand why people kind of have a problem with plopping down $50,000, $100,000.
I do, but I understand they also want certain things in this new stadium that cost money, like the cost of disinterring the bodies of former Cowboys and moving them to our graveyard of champions. That was over $300,000 right there.
Well, I
didn't know you were going to have
that exists.
But you get a lot for this $150,000. You get a free tote bag. That's nice.
Okay. A little cheap.
Kids eat free.
All right. Okay. There's a little bit of value there.
Marco Rivera will come over and work summers at your house. That's nice.
He'll do anything, like yard work. Okay.
And Rowdy is available for all bat mitzvahs and all quinceañeras. And everybody gets a game-worn jersey by Matt Vanderbeek.
Well, all right.
I still don't know if that makes up for $50,000 or $75,000.
You also get to get involved with the Cowboy coaching staff. You get to draw up an offensive game plan for the playoffs.
Wow.
Which is nice because we need one that actually works this year, so that'll be good for us, too.
That's real hands-on.
We're giving everybody a copy of a new book that's come out. It's called Tony Romo's Travel Guide to Inopportune Mexican Travel.
These are all things that you're just
all things you get.
All extra.
Yeah. You also, a few lucky fans will get to stand next to Wade Phillips and help him understand what's happening on the field.
Oh, come on.
Cue him when to celebrate and that sort of thing.
He doesn't need that.
And you also get to call a game with Brad and Babe.
Wow.
That'll be an improvement. So, those are just some of the things.
Jerry. Well, man, you're throwing a lot in to try to make that package seem enticing.
We're trying to sweeten the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to sweeten the deal. We're trying to hurry up and get this stadium done. We're not quite getting to the punch-out list, but but we're getting there.
Well, thanks for coming on this morning and telling us what the value really is to the stadium side.
And hey, if it doesn't work out, if the stadium's just going to be too much, whatever, we get in over our heads, you can just check it out on MLS. You may see the stadium listed there.
Good morning. All right, we'll see you. There's the fake Jerry telling you what you get for your seat license money, which is pretty darn expensive.